Cards and Reds at Great American Ballpark. You might not recognize him with the beard, but that's David Letterman hanging out watching the rubber match in Cincinnati as we pick up the action in the fourth.
Digger into the Cincinnati Reds with a big hit here. He digs in. First pitch to Pham is a looping liner. Base hit to right field. Garcia rounding third. He's headed home, and he's going to score, and the Cardinals lead 5-3. The 2-1 delivery from Bailey to Martinez is hit hard and deep to right field. Back goes the right fielder to the track, to the wall. Big fly, grand slam, Jose Martinez. Be able to pick up the victory. Swing and a hard hit ball down the right field line. And that ball is fair, into the corner, just fair. And the ball bounces out of play, so it'll be a ground rule double. And the Cardinals pick up two more runs. They lead 11-3.
It's a double.
And they're giving them a double.
The ball just hit the line, just nicked it. All it has to do is touch just a portion of the line.
Luis Alberto Bonilla to Carpenter. Curveball is laced into the right field corner. That ball is fair and into the corner. The Cardinals are going to pick up two more, and it's bouncing around. Carpenter might get three. He's headed towards third. The throw from Jeanette is high, and he's safe at third.
Cards cruise. They win the rubber match in Cincinnati, 13-4 your final as St. Louis slugs out 16 hits, three each off the bat of Paul DeJong and Colton Wong. Rough outing for Homer Bailey, who gave up 10 earned runs. Here's Cards skipper Mike Matheny after the win.
It's amazing that he pitched out of that. He let three runs on the first three hitters, and then we load him up. I mean, that's just not real good odds of things turning out well, but made some better pitches, great double play, Carp to Yachty, and then he found a way to keep us in it for a little while.
I mean, how much, you mentioned the Carp double play, and then you guys come out and kind of ambush Homer, yeah. The momentum change there.
But I get, answer with four right there is huge, and guys just taking good at-bats, hand it off to the next guy, and not trying to do too much, and then we get an opportunity, obviously, to have a big nine-run inning, but Jose, need that big hit, right? We talked about that. You guys are tired of hearing me say it, but it's a good time to have one.
We talked about him, what we did last night, about him being kind of like a spark when he gets in there. Is that something you can see happening maybe a few more times in the upcoming year?
We're going to have to go with whoever's going, and he's certainly going. And he gets us started too. The hard hit double, and guys kind of moving runners around, getting the big hits even with two outs. I just think he's got the potential to hit the long ball, but he also puts together good at-bats. He'll take his walk and just kind of grind through them.
Like on that double play, were you a little surprised Matt went to the bag first and then with the tag play at home?
No, the bag, he was on the way. It's the right play. Yeah, so I thought it was well done.
You talked about pitchers having kind of a threshold for pitches in an inning. I mean, how close was Adam to that mark
for
you?
Yeah, he was close, and that's actually why don't really pitch to Barnhart, because if he's pitching him careful, it might take him five pitches at dosing probably 47. Instead of putting him on, taking the best shot at Bailey's is best chance of staying in the game at that point. But we had Revia hot and probably would have had to go to him.
He got that first at bat in the fourth, just he kept him in there for that sacrifice, I'd assume, right?
Yeah, just didn't want to deplete our bench too soon. Get an opportunity, and unfortunately, they capitalized on it. He gets the second great bunt down of the day, and then base hit knocks in the runner. Greg Garcia did a nice job all day getting on base for us, but just trying to maximize our bench at that point, not knowing what kind of dogfight we were in for. Unfortunately, guys just poured on the offense like we've been looking forward to for a while.
Jose Martinez slugged his first career grand slam as the Cards routed the Reds on Sunday. Here's Martinez after the game.
I mean, you always trying to help the team or whatever, but today was a pretty good win for us. I think we are pretty excited after this Cardinals run in an early game, but we keep batting and we got the win today.
Take us through that at bat there when you got your first career grand slam.
I mean, you always trying to, like I said, for me, I wanted runners on every time because I wanted to do something for the team. And right there was huge for me because I had a chance to help the team, and I was trying to elevate the ball and went out. The good thing went out.
Jose, I know collectively in offense, you guys wanted to try to start providing more offense for what the pitching has done here lately.
I mean, it's going to come. It's going to come. We're trying. We're trying every day. We're showing here with the same attitude, trying to win the games. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to sometimes you're trying too hard, but I mean, I think if we make an adjustment and we're trying to make something happen, we're going to be good.
Up next, the Cardinals renew their in-state rivalry with the Royals in Kansas City.